Brother Fugate, in his Sunday school lesson this morning downstairs, he said that, spoke about how that some of the things, in fact, many of the things that we find in the Bible, many of the statements made in the scriptures are very plainly stated. Well, here's some very plain scripture for you today to consider from Matthew chapter 7. I actually have a couple of different places that I want to read from, but to begin with, I want to read just a couple of verses from Matthew chapter 7, beginning with verse 7. And there's nothing difficult at all to understand about what Jesus said here. He just simply said, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened." I want to also, I'm not going to read it quite yet, but I also want to share some scripture with you from the 15th chapter of the Gospel according to Luke. But what I'd like to speak to you about today is the Lord's promise to those who seek Him. And I want you to consider that thought, the Lord's promise to those who seek Him. I believe what Jesus said. I believe every word that Jesus said. And what He said here in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, when He said, "Seek, and ye shall find," I believe that completely. And I don't believe that the Lord was saying, "Seek, and perhaps it'll happen. Seek, and perhaps you'll be saved." I believe the Lord Jesus made a promise to those who would seek. And that promise being that they would find. And I want to, I've got something that's very much on my heart today. And I ask you to pray that the Lord will help me. I want this to be very plainly understood, what I'm trying to get across to you today that are lost. Because, again, Jesus promised the seeker that they would find. And you could say, "Well, preacher, I don't understand that because, you know, I went and I bowed at the mourner's bench and I prayed and I didn't get saved." But Jesus didn't say that if you go and bow at a mourner's bench and pray that you'll get saved. That wasn't the promise. The promise was, "Seek and you shall find." And so I want to speak to you today about what the Lord Jesus Christ was talking about when He spoke those words and when He made that promise. When Jesus said, "Seek and you shall find," what was He really saying? And I believe that the Scriptures answer that question for us. In fact, I know that they do. In fact, in the 15th chapter of the Gospel of Luke, Jesus Himself answers and explains what that He was actually saying when He made this promise to the seeker. And so let's look at Luke chapter 15, I believe beginning with the first verse, and let's consider these scriptures. Luke chapter 15, beginning with verse 1. "Then drew near unto Him all the publicans and sinners for to hear Him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Either what woman, having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it? And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. Now, I could hear today, as I look out on this congregation, and what I have learned about those of you that are assembled here this past almost 6 years now, I know this to be a fact, that I can look out today and I see many faces, and I know many people sitting here today that could tell you by experience, not just by what the scriptures tell us, but that actually could testify to you that are here today, that are lost, that Jesus will save those who seek him. They could testify to that of that very thing to you today by what they have experienced between them and the Lord when they were saved. And I'm not going to call up on them today and ask them all to stand one by one and relate their testimony, but I know that they can do that. I've heard them tell of the time that the Lord saved them. And, there's something that Jesus spoke about here in the 15th chapter of Luke that's very, very crucial to anybody that's seeking the Lord. And that is that you seek until you find. That you seek until you find. Now, I wanted to share this with you. I've heard a lot of testimonies through the years. I've heard a lot of people stand up and testify of the saving grace of God in their lives. And they may speak about how that they went time and time again, and maybe they were in revival meeting after revival meeting, and perhaps they went time and time again, and they bowed at the altar, they bowed down at the mourner's bench, and they prayed and they prayed and they prayed, and then they didn't find the Lord. They didn't get satisfied. They didn't get saved. And then they tell about an experience a little bit further down the road that maybe it happened, on the mourner's bench or in a church service, or maybe it happened in their home, or maybe it happened while they were driving their car or somewhere else that they finally found the Lord. They finally got saved. And, I've heard, as I said, time and time again, I've heard people testify of that type of thing. But what I have never heard, and what I don't ever hear people testify of, I never hear anybody stand up and they say, I want to tell about when I got saved. I realized that I was lost, and so I began to seek after the Lord. But I went to the altar a few times, and I didn't get saved, and so I just completely gave up, and I just quit seeking, and I just gave up, and I just didn't believe the Lord would ever save me. And once that I had given up seeking the Lord, that's when I got saved. you just don't hear that type of testimony. Those who testify of finding the Lord, there's something that's the same in every one of their testimonies, and that is that they continue to seek after the Lord until they found the Lord. And that's what Jesus was talking about here in the 15th chapter of Luke. He's talking about this man having 100 sheep and losing one of them and leaving the others behind and going out to look for that sheep, to seek after that lost sheep. And how long does he seek it? He seeks after it until that he finds it. And he's talking about the woman losing the piece of silver, and she gets her a candle to have some light, and she begins to sweep the house, and she begins to look for the piece of silver. Now, if you look at what the parable said there, Jesus did not say that as soon as this woman lit the candle and began to sweep the house, that she immediately found the piece of silver. What he said was that she sought after that, she looked after that until she found that piece of silver. And that's the way that it is with someone that is seeking the Lord. You've got to cling, lost friend, you've got to cling to that promise. You've got to trust in the Lord. You've got to put faith in the Lord and cling to that promise and trust in His promise to those who will seek Him, that Jesus Himself promised, seek and you'll find. The Bible talks about here in the 15th chapter of the Gospel of Luke that this woman, she got the candle and she began to sweep the house, and the Bible says that she searched for that diligently until that she found it. And we read in the 6th chapter of Hebrews, the Bible tells us there that the Lord is a rewarder of who? The Lord is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Now, there's a lot of things I know that, having been lost myself, I know that, and having heard things that other people say, I know there's a lot of things that we just simply can't understand. You know, listen, salvation is not a thing of the mind. It's not. It's not something that you reason out. You don't find God in your intellect. You don't find Him in that way. Salvation is something that you feel after, and it's a work of the heart. Listen, if you're trying, I heard it put this way one time, if you're trying to find salvation with your carnal mind, you're looking from a place that's too high. You need to get a little bit lower. You need to look to God from your heart. You need to seek Him. And that's exactly what the Apostle Paul wrote. He said it's with the heart that man believes unto righteousness. The carnal mind of man is enmity against God. It's not subject to the laws of God. Neither indeed can it be. And we don't find God by reasoning things out. And we don't find God by searching for Him and trying to understand all of these things in our mind. We find Him when we seek Him with our heart and when we believe with the inner man. I'm not talking about the physical beating heart. I'm talking about the inner man, because that's who He's going to change. He's going to change the inner man. And so the Lord is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And as I begin to say, there's a lot of things, that we just can't understand. And so sometimes when people are seeking the Lord, sometimes when people are going to the mourner's bench, or maybe they're kneeling by their bed in their bedroom, or whatever that they're doing, and making an attempt to find the Lord, we begin to ask questions of ourselves, and perhaps even ask questions of others, and we wonder, why haven't I found the Lord? And the only thing that I can tell you today, and I know that those can be very difficult and very perplexing thoughts, and those can be very difficult questions to answer, but what I can tell you today is this, that the Lord Jesus Christ promised that if you seek, you will find. And so you need to seek, as we read about this man here looking for the lost sheep, the woman looking for the lost piece of silver. Lost friend, listen, you seek the Lord until you find him. And what I do know, and I can't answer every question, certainly none of us can answer every question for everybody, but what I do know is this, when you reach that point where you're able, by the help of God, where you are able to make a full surrender to the Lord and trust him with all of your heart, he will absolutely save you. He will. If you, and I can tell you this, and I mean this to be a help. I don't mean this to discourage you in any way. If you're going and you're praying and you're praying and you're praying and you haven't got saved, I can tell you that you haven't yet made a full surrender to the Lord. You may feel like that you have. It may seem to you like that you have, but what I have to say to you must be based upon the authority of the truth of God's Word, and that being that you just haven't yet made a full surrender to the Lord. You just have not yet sought Him until that you have found Him. And my encouragement to you is to continue your search and seek after Him. Take advantage of every opportunity. I'm glad that God is not confined to the walls of a church. I could, as I look out upon people here today, I could also call on people if I chose to and ask them to stand up, those that have been saved in somewhere other than a church service. And there are people here today that could stand up and testify of being saved other than in a church building and in a church service, because God is everywhere. He's everywhere. But if you are praying and you're praying and you just haven't found Him yet, then you just keep seeking Him until that you find Him. Until you find Him. I thought about my own experience. When I was lost, I knew I was lost. I knew I was lost at a young age. I really didn't become concerned enough about that to seek the Lord until I was 15 years old. I should have been seeking Him earlier than that, but I didn't really get concerned enough about my soul to begin to seek Him until I was 15 years old. And I remember being in a good revival service there at Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church in Indianapolis, and the power of God was there, and there were people that were pleading with me and talking with me about my soul. And I remember going to the altar that night and bowing and praying, and I was crying and weeping, and I was calling up on God, and I was hurting inside, but I didn't find peace. I didn't find relief. I stayed there for a while, and when I left, I was still lost. And between that point and the time that I turned 18 years old, 3 years later, I don't really remember even making much attempt at seeking the Lord. And then one night, I really got tore up about it. And that night, I got saved. Two times in my experience that I recall of really, the first time, I mean, like I said, it seemed to me like I was really pouring my heart out to God. But you know what? I hadn't surrendered. I hadn't made a total surrender to the Lord. When I did, He saved me. When I sought Him in that way, He saved me. And so we may ask the question, okay then, preacher, how do I do that? How do I make that total surrender? Let me tell you something. Seek and seek and just keep seeking. Keep seeking. Just keep seeking the Lord, because it's His help that you need. It's not my help that you need. It's not some other person's help that you need. It's the Lord's help that you need. Cast your cares upon Him. Continue to seek the Lord. Seek and seek and seek until that you find Him and you know that you've been saved. Think about what Hosea wrote. Hosea chapter 10, verse 12. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord. For how long? It's time to seek the Lord. Well, how long do we seek Him? Till He come and rain righteousness upon you. That's how long. You seek Him until you find Him. You seek after the Lord until you find Him. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29. You've heard me quote this scripture here many times. But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord, thou shalt find Him. There in the Old Testament, that promise is made. Before Jesus was physically in the world and spoke the words that He spoke there in Matthew chapter 7, His word was confirmed there in the Old Testament in the days of Moses. If you seek the Lord, you shall find Him if you seek Him with all your heart and with all your soul. If you do that, you'll find Him. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. There's a sister that I know. She's a member of Pleasant Valley Missionary Baptist Church in Washington, Illinois. I heard her testimony many times. And she was raised under a system of belief that didn't even teach them about being born again. She come under the sound of the truth, and she began to seek the Lord. And this is what I've heard her testify. She said, when I realized I was lost, she said, I began to seek the Lord. She said, when we were in church, she said, if we were in a revival meeting, I was on the altar seeking the Lord. She said, if we were at church in a Sunday morning service, I was on the altar seeking the Lord. She said, if we were there on Sunday night, I was on the altar seeking the Lord. And she said, I went and I went and I went and I made attempt after attempt after attempt until I found the Lord. That's what you've got to do, friend. You've got to seek the Lord until that you find Him. We could testify of all different things today. You know what? I've heard the testimony of people, and I believe them. I've heard the testimonies of people, not very many times, but I have. I've heard a few people testify that they realized that they were lost. God suddenly made it known to them that they were lost. And right then, they turned to the Lord, and they began to seek the Lord, and they got saved. I mean, I've heard the testimony of people that just realized they were lost, that were just lost for a matter of a few minutes. I've heard that. I've heard the testimonies of people that sought the Lord for 25 or 30 years until they found Him. And I believe it's true. I believe that in all situations that people find the Lord when they fully surrender to the Lord. Well, why does it take some people so long? I don't know. But I'll tell you something today. Whatever may hinder you in your search and finding the Lord, God knows what it is. He knows what it is. And He can help you to get rid of it, whatever that it is. But you've got to seek the Lord. Seek Him until that you find Him. Help me out today, church. Let's testify to those that are here that are lost. If you're here today and you sought the Lord for a while until you got saved, would you stand up? See? If you're in that shape today, you're not alone. There's a lot of people, thank you very much, there's a lot of people that sought the Lord for a while until they got saved. And I believe that every one of them that stood up today would testify to you that when they really surrendered it all to the Lord, they got saved. When they really gave it all to the Lord, they got saved. Seek and seek and seek until you find Him, because Jesus said, seek and you will find. Let's have an altar call today. Let's have a song, Brother Strode. Let's give an opportunity to those that are here today that need to be saved. Listen, from the time that you realize that you're lost, you need to seek the Lord until you find Him. You don't need to seek Him for a little while and say, well, you know, this is no use, this is in vain, and give up. No, you need to seek Him until that you find Him. And I guarantee you, when you find Him, whatever that it was in your own personal case, I guarantee you, you'll look back and you'll say, well, it was well worth the search.
Amen.
It was well worth the seeking. Seek until you find. That's my encouragement to you today. Seek the Lord and keep seeking Him until that you know that you have found Him. Don't let anybody tell you that you found Him until God satisfies you that you found Him.
Amen.
Seek Him until you find Him. Let's stand and sing.
193.